with that or any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. I know Linda's sister had a one-car accident a few weeks back, and she's in the process of recovering. You want to share? Her name's Judy also.
Well, I think it was Wednesday morning. I got a phone call about 5:30 a.m., and she had pulled her ventilator out, and they wanted permission to put mittens on her hands and strap her arms down, and I said, no, ahead. I didn't know what else to do at that time. And then yesterday I got there, and she had pulled the neck brace off. And I told her, I said, Judy, you can't do that. I said, if you take your neck brace off and you move the wrong way, you're going to end up paralyzed. So it's kind of wearing me down a little bit. But God just continues to give me this strength every day to get up and go.
She's been in bed for a month.
Yeah.
And she can't hardly move. So I'd be going berserk if that was me. And just about anything beyond, you know, back on this side of normal would be fine as far as I'm concerned. So you got to expect it, I would think, that you would. And Judy's...
She's not an easy patient.
She's rolled her eyes at Linda and all of the nurses there several times a day, every day.
And she rolls her eyes at me, and I just look at her and say, go ahead and roll your eyes at me all you want to.
But she might know more than we think she knows, because she was the head nurse at
Capital
Regional, and so with her training and so forth. And I think it's in her ability to want to be in control. And
but the doctor was very encouraging yesterday. He told me, he said, if she continues improving like she is, by the end of this week, we hope to have her off of the ventilator completely. And then the next week, maybe get rid of the tray.
I thought they said that she was going to get the bad patient award.
I got a sister in Pennsylvania that I'm experienced in some of the same. And I can't do nothing about it. 1,200 miles away. So they just listen to her. Anybody? I'm good that Debbie's back from her traveling.
Yeah, I just like that prayer.
Thank you. Mr. Travis, did you have something that you would like to?
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear that.
Oh. Tina.
I have an unspoken request and a praise. Avery that was here last week, they are still at their church camp, over 200 kids. And they sent some pictures, and you can just tell that they are having the time of their life.
Yeah.
Where did they go?
It's, I think it's called, it's in Alabama, Pensville, Alabama. And it's their whole church group, girls and boys.
Wow.
And the mom went, and she worked in the kitchen.
Oh, cool.
And the daughter said, well, she was in the kitchen, she can't cook.
Well, that's a nice thing. Yeah. So we had a grandson that just came back from Tennessee.
Yeah, from Tennessee.
Travis Dunn puts you in all kinds of situations.
Your name is Sandra, right?
It is.
Okay.
Today you got me right.
All right,
my brother-in-law, Stan's sister's husband, Steve Summer, yesterday was his birthday. And Cindy posted pictures of him in the hospital, and you know he's going through chemo, and he's not doing well. It's pancreatic cancer, and he's still laughing, and he still has good spirits, and but he's lost a lot of weight. And he needs prayer. And this week, one of my coworkers, she asked me about our swipe card getting in and out of the office. And I told her, well, we have 24/7 access. So she said, oh, okay. You know, I just wondered when her fan in the table tray, and she came in Wednesday night, cleared out all of her stuff, and left all of her credentials on my supervisor's desk, wrote her an email, and she's gone.
She did that choosing thing, right?
She chose that, and she didn't come in, she didn't hand it to anybody, she didn't tell anybody anything about it, and my supervisor asked me, she said, well, how do you feel about that? I was like, well, I was not shocked. They had said it was a fishing expedition, but okay. What am I going to say? And then she asked me, she said, well, did Shonda know anything about it? She acted shocked. She said she didn't know anything about it. She said, well, I just don't know that I believe that. I said, well, I can take her at her word. I'm just going to have to take her at her word. That's what she said. But, you know, I've been lied to before.
Anybody else?
I'm not sure if she caught that or not. I said, I've been lied to before. And so maybe she lied to me. I don't know.
Only the Lord does. Anybody else? Well, join me in that attitude of prayer and thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, wait. Yeah. And also family reconciliation.
No. I think all of us families need a little reconciliation.
There's no change there.
Yeah, it's just something we all deal with, and we have to just handle it.
No communication. Yeah. I've reached out, but no response.